أشهد أن لا
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank him and we bear witness that there is no deity except him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon him, his companions, his household, and those who follow him until the day of judgment. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names, 100 less one whomsoever has good command, good memorization, good understanding, good implementation of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him or her to Jannah. This life is a product of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And logically, the product of any person would show and reflect the nature of that person. So a good car will prove that there is a good engineer behind it. A bad car would prove that there is a bad engineer behind it. No car will show that there is nobody behind it. And so the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reflect on his product, which is this life. And we can understand and view this life through the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we'll explore one of the names of Allah, one of the most impressive names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called Al-Wasi'. Al-Wasi'. Al-Wasi' is a simple name and sophisticated name at the same time. It's simple enough for the simple-minded person and sophisticated enough for the sophisticated-minded person. For the simple Bedouin Arabian who lives in the desert, the name Al-Wasi' translates to be the very big, the very wide. Everything about Allah is big to him, has no limit. And that's how he understood the name Al-Wasi'. Very simple. Big and wide and can contain anything. He can provide with endless provisions, endless and everything. That's how he understood it. For us, the sophisticated people, the students and graduate students at Auburn University, it has a more sophisticated translation and understanding, which is called the infinity. Al-Wasi' means the limitless, the boundaryless, the infinity. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinite in everything about him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is infinite in his wisdom. He's infinite in his glory. He's infinite in his pride. He's infinite in his greatness. He's infinite in his mercy. رحمتي وسعت كل شيء. He is infinite in his in the severity of his punishment. شديد العقاب. He is infinite in his wealth, and he is infinite in his property. He is infinite in his self-satisfaction. He is infinite in his belief in himself, المؤمن. He is infinite in his every infinite aspect about him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or every aspect in his nature, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's infinite in that aspect. He's infinite in everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to imagine and appreciate the infinity of Allah, we need to go through few numbers. Since we are at Auburn University, we need to go through few numbers to appreciate the infinity of Allah. Because this life is the product of Allah, so automatically the name infinity or the name limitless will reflect on this life, will reflect on his product, which is this universe. The universe, when we try to imagine and comprehend the infinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we run into a problem. Because Allah says in the Quran, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, that nothing is like him. If you, anything you imagine, Allah's different. There's no way you can imagine. Anything you imagine in your mind, Allah's totally different. Way different than you, whatever you imagine. So, and then it was narrated in Shu'ab al-Bayhaqi, in the book of al-Bayhaqi, and the book Shu'ab al-Iman, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't think about Allah himself. If you think about Allah himself, you go crazy. Think about the creation of Allah. Reflect, try to recognize Allah and learn about him by thinking and observing his creation. Don't try to think and observe Allah himself, or you will go crazy. So following that, we will try to imagine the infinity of Allah by examining the infinity of this universe. And let's go through a few numbers here. We know that the light goes around the earth 8 times every second. So for every second, the light goes 8 times around the earth, circles the earth 8 times. The moon is 1.25 light seconds away from us. The sun is almost 9 light minutes away from us. So it takes 9 minutes for the light to come from the sun to us. The solar system, the diameter of the solar system that has the sun and the planets, is 12 light hours. It will take the light 12 hours to cross from one end to the other. The closest star to the Earth, the closest star to the Earth, which is a star similar to the sun, the closest one is called Ras 248, and it is 10 light years away from us. So it takes the light 10 years to travel from here, Earth, to that planet. Our galaxy that we live in, called Milky Way Galaxy, the diameter is 100,000 light years, 100,000 years for the light to cross from one end of the galaxy to the other end. And it has 400 billion stars. 400 billion stars. Billion means 1 and 9 zeros, which means 400 giga stars. 400 billion stars in just one galaxy, which is the Milky Way galaxy that we live in. And this Milky Way galaxy that we live in is one galaxy out of, so far, they have discovered that there is in the 1920s, a scholar, his name is Edward Hubble. He discovered that Milky Way is one galaxy out of 200 billion galaxies. 200 billion galaxies. Every galaxy contains 400 billion stars. Every one of them is like the sun. And you can imagine what goes around every star, a solar system that goes around every star. And the closest galaxy to us is called Coma Brinca, and it is 55,000 light years away from the Earth. You reach to the closest galaxy to us. And then about the observable universe. The observable universe is literally infinity. Literally. How? The age of the Earth has been estimated, or the age of the universe is estimated to be 14 billion years. 14
billion years. Means that the universe was made 14 billion years ago. And you can imagine Allah saying in Surah Al-Insan, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. That the lifespan of the existence of humans on earth compared to the life of the earth is nothing. شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Nothing, nothing worthy of mentioning. The life of humanity from start to end is nothing, nothing, nothing compared to the life of the earth itself. You can imagine, it's nothing compared to 14 billion years. 14 billion years. So the light, so what is the observable universe? From the edge of the universe, the light started traveling to us 14 billion years ago, because this is when the creation starts. So this light, 14 billion years ago, will reach to our eyes here on earth, after 1400 billion years, which is the age of the observable universe, okay? So we see only 1400, we only see 14 billion light years away. That's all what we can see. With every year, with every minute, with every second, new light arrives to the earth and we receive it in our eyes, and then we can see this part that we see this part. We see this part 14 billion years ago. We don't see it today. We don't know how it looks like today. We see how it looks like 14 billion years ago. And because the universe is expanding, continuously, continuously expanding, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. We have built the skies and heavens with might, and we are continuously expanding it. So both modern science and the Quran say that the universe is expanding. That boundary that is located 14 billion years, light years away from us, that boundary has been moving and expanding. So right now, it is at 47 billion light years away. And every day we discover more and more, and it's endless. It doesn't end. Light arrives to the earth and it keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. This is how you can imagine the infinity of Allah by thinking about the infinity of His creation. When you go now to the ahadith, that's about science, but when you go to the ahadith, because the ahadith go beyond the observable science, it goes into accurate description beyond the observable science. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that in Surah 2, in Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 133, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ عِدَّةٍ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And rush and race to the forgiveness of your Lord and a Jannah as big as the width of the Jannah. The width of the Jannah is as big as the entire universe. The earth, all earth and heavens. That's just the width of the Jannah. So the width, we know that the width is smaller than the length. Allah didn't say the length of the Jannah is bigger than or as much as the heavens and earth. No, He said the width of the Jannah. So you can imagine what the length would be. It's bigger than that. So Allah says, race to this Jannah. So ignorant people at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even until today, they say, and if you look at the internet, you see these questions. I want to ask the Muslims a question. If Jannah is as wide as heavens and earth, then where is hellfire? Where is hellfire? And of course, the answer to this question is simple, because who told you that existence only is heavens and earth? Existence is way more than heavens and earth. Existence includes the chair of Allah, the throne of Allah. If it's only heavens and earth, then where is the chair of Allah? Where is the throne of Allah? Where is all of that, which is way much bigger than heavens and earth? According to Imam Qurtubi, in the tafsir of this ayah, if you go to the book of Imam Qurtubi and you go to the tafsir of this ayah, 133, Surah 3, he will tell you that there is a hadith that says that where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Dharr narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the heavens and earth, the seven heavens, the whole universe, including the seven heavens, relative, the size of this universe, relative to the size of the chair of Allah, is like a coin, the size of a coin, relative to the size of the desert. Okay? It's 1 to infinity. This is how the Arabians used to say infinity. It's saying it is the size of a coin relative to the size of the desert. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Jazakumullah khair. And then, the size of the chair relative to the size of the throne of Allah is like a coin, is like the size of a coin in a desert. And the size of the first heaven relative to the second heaven is a coin in a desert. So the people who live in the second heaven, they see the first heaven like a coin. And the people who live in the third heaven, they see the second heaven like a coin. And it's just like, for example, us seeing the atoms, like very, very tiny atoms, because we live in this universe. And if we think the atoms are sub-universe to us, then this is our size relative to the size of the atom is like 1 to infinity. So you can think of it that way. And then at the very end, the throne of Allah, he stopped. Whenever he reached it, he said, the size of the chair to the size of the throne is a coin in a desert. Then when it reaches to Allah himself, silence. No more, because above that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa, that Allah is established on the top of the throne. So once you reach to the throne, zip, that's it, no more, because we're getting into the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're forbidden from getting there. Now, in order to appreciate this infinity, what is the homework that we take out of it? We understand now, we appreciate the greatness and the infinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what does it mean to us? To us, there are two kinds of infinity. There is a fake, deceiving infinity offered by the shaitan, and there is a true, real infinity offered by Allah. The fake infinity offered by the shaitan is called runaround infinity. Runaround. It keeps rotating. You think it's infinity, but it's not. It keeps rotating and rotating and rotating. It's like you're being poor, rich, poor, rich, poor, rich. Healthy, sick, healthy, sick, healthy, sick. Day, night, day, night, day, night. Summer, winter, summer, winter, summer, winter. Fajr, dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha, fajr, dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha. Things go like that. And the shaitan offers one particular infinity there, which is called the runaround infinity, which he takes you into a business called the business of at-takathur. The business of at-takathur, al-hakum at-takathur. Where Allah says about it, al-hakum at-takathur, that you'd be too busy in the business of increasing your wealth. That is the runaround infinity. Go to work, make more money, go to work, make more money, go to work, make more money. Takathur, takathur, non-stop, endless, more and more, non-stop, more and more and more. And then, why is it fake? Because it doesn't have, it's not endless. It has an end. You think that it's going forever, and this is how you live your life, thinking that this infinity it will keep going. But here's the bad news, that this infinity will not keep going. You will keep going around, running around, running around, and then boom, you drop dead. And then that's the end. You're aging, and you're not feeling it. Time passes by, and you're not feeling it. And then at the end, and that is the infinity offered by the shaitan to distract you from the true infinity, which is offered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The infinity offered by the shaitan is also boring. Boring. Just imagine that you go through a theme park. In the first round in the theme park, you're so excited. You're so happy. Wow, toys, rides, you know, new things. Now, that is in the first round. How about the second round? You're less excited, okay. Yeah, okay. Oh, I've seen this before. Oh, I don't want to go into this ride again. Oh, no, I don't like this ride. You're so selective and you're so bored. Now, the third time, you would think twice, is it worth it to go a third round around? I'm sick and tired of that. That is the infinity offered by the shaitan. It is the runaround infinity, looping infinity. It's boring. It doesn't matter. It's a matter, things are a matter of perception. Things, you perceive something as exciting the first time, then you perceive it as normal the second time, then you perceive it as boring the third time. Somebody else who's rich, okay, would perceive it boring and it's not worth doing even from the beginning, because that person has seen a lot more than that. On the other hand, the infinity offered by Allah is the straight path infinity to Jannah. Jannah, In Jannah, there is no looping around. In Jannah, every single day you get new furniture, new decorations, new life, new entertainment activities, new surprises from Allah. Endless. In every single inch you walk in Jannah, you see brand new things. Infinite number of coming brand new things. Infinite everlasting life. And you enjoy the Jannah. Every inch in Jannah you enjoy. And even the feelings of enjoyment that you get from every single inch in Jannah, okay, is different than the enjoyments that you have experienced before. So with every single inch you experience new entertainment, new enjoyment. And it's going up and up and up and up. And it's ever, ever, everlasting. And that is the true infinity offered by Allah. To those who don't fall down for the infinity, run around the infinity offered by the shaitan, and focus on the straight path infinity offered by Allah, those people are going to be the successful ones. Now, think about it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will limit Jannah, and Allah will say that believers live in Jannah 2 billion years, or 14 billion years, they worship me 60 years, they worship, they go to Jannah only 14 billion years. Then think about it. After those 14 billion years are over, what is going to happen next? Where do we go? So the dream of infinity. We have a sweet dream of infinity. We all love infinity. We want infinite increases. And we want infinite life. And this is how the shaitan tricked Adam. How did the shaitan trick Adam into eating from the forbidden tree? He used that dream of infinity that the shaitan has. He told him, "Ya Adam, hal adulluka ala shajaratil khuldi wa mulkin la yabla? Shall I lead you to the tree that when you eat from it, you get an infinite life? Shajaratil khuldi, infinite life, wa mulkin la yabla, an infinite everlasting property. Shajaratul khuldi." And Adam said, "Ah, khuldi, infinite, infinite." He immediately lost his mind when he heard the word infinite. And then in Surah Al-A'raf, وَقَسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. And he said, "I swear by Allah that I'm a sincere advisor." So Adam said, wow, the dream of infinity. He jumped and he ate from the forbidden tree. See how the shaitan tricked him? And he got infinity. True, he got some kind of infinity, but he got shaitan infinity. He got infinity because of the extension of his children. His children living, the human race living, that is the kind of infinity that he got. He died, but his children continue to survive until today. So that was the kind of infinity that the shaitan has offered him. It's a fake, lousy, low-level, deceiving infinity that nobody wants. We want the true, everlasting, unlimited infinity in the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. The name infinity is a testimony that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. It's a testimony, it's a proof. How? By definition, infinity means it has no boundary or limits. By definition, we cannot have two infinities in existence. It's impossible. Why? Because if we have two infinities existing, then there has to be a boundary between them where the first infinity ends and the second infinity starts. And by definition, you cannot have a boundary in an infinity. Infinity means no boundary, no end, no limit. So how can you have a partition between two infinities where the first infinity ends and the second infinity starts? Then neither one of the two is an infinity. So by definition, by common sense, by logic, by math, by everything, you cannot have more than one single infinity existing. Otherwise, there is no infinity at all. So that name will testify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, the only infinity in heavens and earth. Inni da'an aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum inni da'an faqulu ameen. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين وعلي بفضلك يا ربي كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. وأقم الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
قال اهبطوا منها جميعا، فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن اتبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى، ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. قال رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا؟ قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. وكذلك نجزي من أسرف ولم يؤمن بآيات ربه، ولعذاب الآخرة أشد وأبقى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون، ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم، ثم لترونها عين اليقين، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Welcome back, Dr. Ali Azaini. So, you know,